Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I was honestly a bit disappointed in myself, kind of thing. The last thing I want to do is kind of hurt someone's feelings.
He made a connection with the three of us.
I was a little bit disappointed at that point because I did have some kind of feelings for him.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. And you know, right now I'm talking about the reality TV show that I'm watching religiously. That is Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. And right now I'm joined by Flavia and Creed, everybody.
How's it going?
Hey guys.
I'm loving the outfits. I'm loving the attires. Talk me through this fashion before we talk about anything else.
Well, my style is very Y2K, Flow 2000. And I put a lot of effort in this outfit. So thank you.
I love it.
Right now, you know,
is like quite like a preppy boy type, like.
Well, I feel like that's the perfect word to describe it. Yeah. A bit of preppy boy. I get cricket player quite
really?
A lot.
Really?
You know? So
I like it.
Cricket player energy. That's the
golf.
That's the vibe.
Golf, you know.
Yeah. Do you play golf?
You know, I've had a few attempts at golf, but it's not
Didn't
for
work
me.
Out.
I'm a footballer, not a golf player.
Wow. And obviously, it's a brand new year. Happy 2023, everybody!
Happy New Year to everyone.
How does it feel? Like, have you guys got any, like, New Year's resolutions? Anything that you want to do this year? Anything planned?
I want to travel.
Anything you
want to
give
lot.
Up, actually?
I mean, life's been pretty hectic this past month, the final, month of 2022. Yeah. So
it's been a lot to handle.
Yeah, too hot to handle, honestly. But 2023 is shaping up to be a beautiful year, honestly. I mean, there's so much on offer.
It's going to be bright for us. Yeah.
And you guys have been in London for, is it the last couple of weeks or so? Like, you've been hanging around with the cast members.
Yeah.
I've seen all the Instagram stories. Yeah. What have you been up to? Because I feel like every single day, you lot are doing something different.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been so exciting. Having everyone here has been honestly unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time we're all together was, what, a year ago now?
A year ago. We wanted to gather together the whole cast for the launch.
Yeah.
So, like, the fans can, like, watch the show and also watch us now in real life.
And it is literally, I'm like, oh my gosh, what are they doing today? Like, what have you got? You've gone partying, haven't you? And then you've gone out for, like, to eat and stuff. And then some people are staying with some people. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we've all kind of got our little group because finding a house for, 12 of us is a bit difficult.
That would be amazing if you could do that and then film it.
Oh, no, we already did it.
A part two.
We already did it, sharing, like, a room for 12 or 14 people. It was a mess.
Yeah.
So a house would be, like, no way. We have, like, a girl's house and a boy's house.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But we all get along like a house on fire, so. Mm. If someone's got a 12-room house out there, hit us up because we will take
it. Hit them up. Now, I know you came in the show a little bit later.
Yeah, it's hard.
But Wild Love.
Wild Love.
This show that was pitched to you.
Yeah.
You had no clue you were going to be on Too Hot to Handle, where you can't kiss and can't have sex. Well, you can if you want to, but you're losing out on the prize money.
Yeah.
So how did you feel, number one, knowing you were going on Wild Love? From
I
the
mean,
beginning.
Wild Love What a concept, by the way, that was pitched to us. Mm. High adrenaline dates. That sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Too hot to handle as well. I hadn't really thought about it. I've seen it around. I haven't really watched it at all, so it's not something I was super familiar with.
Yeah.
So that transition from Wild Love to Too Hot to Handle spun me quite
a lot.
It's
like the opposite, isn't it?
Oh, way different.
Yeah.
But I mean, what an experience. What an eye-opening experience. Met amazing people. Had one of the best times of my life, so...
Yeah. And Flavia, crazy. Did you get to watch the show beforehand? Like when they were in there, were you watching them?
I have to say it was a huge fan of Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
But I didn't know I was going on that show. I thought it was Wild Love too. But I was like, I almost crying, you know, like, what is this? Like, it's insane. Like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. It was so exciting.
But were you crying because you were excited or crying because you weren't going to kiss and have sex? Both. Which one? Both. You were like, damn it.
I thought I was going to have the wildest time ever with the hottest people on earth.
Wow.
And then, yeah, like we couldn't do anything.
Well, you still met some of the hottest people on earth.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you.
But Creed, from the get-go, I think it was Kayla in the beginning, wasn't it, who you had your eyes on?
I mean, Kayla... What a stunning girl.
She is stunning.
I mean, when she walked onto the beach, all eyes on her. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then everyone kind of started, you know, everything on the first day is initial attraction. Mm. So everyone's like, all right, I want them. After a few days, you kind of have chats with everyone, figure out everyone's mentality, who they are, where they come from, what they're about.
Yeah.
And that's when you kind of pair up with different people. But
of course. And for you, it was kind of... It was Sophie, wasn't it?
Sophie. The first one.
So let's just talk about the first one. I'm glad you said that because... But like, what attracted you to Sophie in the beginning? Let's talk about the start of this.
Yeah, so obviously Sophie's such a beautiful person.
She is. She's stunning.
Caught my eye straight away. But what really drew me to Sophie was those conversations we had. I mean, you have to remember as well, like... We're filmed 24/7, so a lot of the content that's filmed, we don't...
see everything.
You don't see everything. So Sophie and I had a lot of deep and meaningful conversations. We kind of talked about our family life, our upbringing, and that was kind of what attracted me to her at the beginning. And I was like, yeah, Sophie's an unreal woman. Yeah. I want to get to know her.
Yeah. And then you came
Madam walks in.
Trouble.
You joined the show. Obviously, you took Seb on a date.
Yeah, I picked Seb for my first date.
And you were like a little devil for him.
I know.
Because, yeah, you were, because he was obviously set in stone with Kayla, and he was this, he said that, you know, he said to you, you are my type. He was this close to kissing you.
Yeah, I know, but...
But you wanted him to.
Oh, I had the free keys.
And I knew you had the free keys.
I was going to go into Too Hot to Handle, so I needed to, like, take advantage of the free keys. But, I didn't know what was I going to go through in the house. Like I didn't know what to expect in the house. So I was very nervous. Mm. I remember like I went with very confident and I went for what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, like we all had the same opportunity, you know? The only thing is that I arrived late.
Yeah. So obviously when you and Seb walked back into... the villa, like you were holding hands.
Yeah. That, big mistake, sir.
Why was that a big mistake? But did you feel like, did you feel like I want to steal Seb from Kayla?
I wouldn't do that to anyone, actually. Mm. That's not who I am. I would never steal a man from like a girl.
Mm.
That's what I had the chat with.
But that's what you have to do. I guess that's the job, isn't it? When you're thrown at that point, you've got to steal the man.
To be fair, it's a difficult position coming in.
It is
because you're not everyone's friend. That first day.
But that's the assignment of a bombshell, though. Like your job is to come in and cause the drama. I know it feels bad, but that's the assignment.
It takes a certain type.
It does.
I'll be honest. I could have never been a grenade.
It must have been hard to do.
It was so hard, and I didn't want it to harm anyone or cause like disturbs, but I had to. So yeah,
she did her job to say the least.
You did it. But look, like obviously Seb, Kayla back together, but eventually you two started to talk, and you two talking wasn't just, you know, that there's Sophie on the line over there. So even though you felt bad about Kayla, babe, you're still doing the same thing, but with Sophie over there.
I had my top two, Seb and Creed.
Yeah.
Seb was like in a relationship. I had to give it a try or a go with Creed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah, you did what you had to do.
They were not like boyfriend and girlfriend, yeah. You know? We were just like starting to meet each other and date. It's a dating show.
Yeah. Now, you obviously said, Creed, that, you know, like you and Sophie were having all these deep and meaningful conversations and everything.
Which is true.
And then, you know, Flavio was in there for about a day or whatever, and you're like, right, heads turned. Yeah. What happened?
I mean, yeah, it happened pretty quick, didn't it?
Very quick. I thought you said you had deep and meaningful conversations and you cared for her.
You kind of have to remember that in the conversation with Sophie, I did state I felt more of a friendship vibe with
really?
Her.
Really? Yeah. See, did you make that clear?
probably not as well as I could have done. But I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day. Everyone kind of has different opinions on things. I probably would have done things a bit differently if I knew that that was the situation and that's where her head was at.
How would you have done it differently?
Probably would have, you know, done things a bit slower. Probably been a bit more considerate.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. We kind of had different, you know, perspectives on the situations. You also have to remember that Sophie and I only knew each other for a couple of days at that point.
Yeah.
The thing is, one day there is like
obviously I can imagine. Yeah.
It's so intense.
Emotions run high in there.
Yeah. And I know you say a couple of days, but still, you know, if you're spending like day after the hour upon hour of that person, they're obviously going to like develop some sort of an emotional attachment towards you.
Yeah.
Now we could obviously see that Sophie was really emotional.
Yeah.
How was it for you? Like, was it tense in there? Obviously, we only saw an hour, but was it really awkward in there between you two?
I wouldn't say awkward was the word. I was honestly a bit disappointed in myself kind of thing. The last thing I want to do is kind of hurt someone's feelings. So to see how distraught she was pretty crushing to me. And Flavia can probably attest that once I jumped ship, I wasn't really myself for a day or two.
Yeah. He was like feeling off.
Yeah.
Did you feel quite bad?
I felt terrible. I mean, just seeing how things kind of went down there, I didn't feel like I could really give my full self to Flavia at that point in time as well. I wanted to be respectful of Sophie's feelings, so I kind of kept everything at arm's length initially and then.
Yeah. But obviously, before you actually did sit Sophie down, by the way, and say to her, look, I think. Yeah. We should just be friends because you want to pursue things with.
Yeah,
and so you were quite honest in that part.
Well, that's the thing. I thought that was the most genuine and right thing to do at that point in time.
Yeah,
it's definitely caused a bit of a stir. 50-50 there. Mm. Some people are sitting her down was the right thing. The other 50% say,
yeah,
what are you doing?
But no, I think it's the best thing you did.
Yeah,
you were like, you said the truth.
Yeah,
what you felt.
Yeah,
and then.
But, you know, Sophie also went on a date with Ethan and Sophie didn't kiss Ethan because of you. So she was actually, yes, Flavia, that's...
I saw it in the episode.
Did you not feel like, damn, like, she was proper being loyal? Or did you just feel like, you know what, it is what it is. I only see you as a friend.
Yeah, I mean, in there, the goal is to find the meaningful connection. You know, you want that fairy tale ending. You want to go... balls to the wall for the person that you really fancy.
Exactly.
You know, so you kind of have to jump at opportunities where you see a chance at that romantic connection. And I mean, Flavia and I had some unreal conversations. One thing that really stuck with me, she's got a
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tattoo that says self-made.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and that is boss.
I saw that when she walked in and I was like, you know what, that speaks volumes to me.
So when you two finally started to settle and talk to, I think it felt like at one point, you know, this is a very stable bond.
Yeah.
You were getting to know each other all fine. Is that how you guys felt in that moment when you'd moved on from Sophie? She's over it now. And you two were getting to know each other. Did it just feel quite steady for that period?
It was stable, for a couple of days.
Yeah.
After the other grenade came in.
Yeah, a couple of days.
But it was nice, though. Like,
yeah, for those few days that I could really give all my attention to Flavia, it was honestly amazing. Mm. I'll be honest, though, it was a bit difficult because, like, Sophie was there the entire time. Oh, yeah. Flavia and I are getting to know each other. So, you know, I could kind of feel the eyes burning in the back of my head while giving her my attention.
And how was it between you and Sophie?
Actually, got the conversation with her about this, and she was just like fine. She said, like, if Creed picks you instead of me, like, he's losing, like, he's lost, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a great
relationship
with her.
Yeah. Sophie was honestly very respectful.
She was very nice with me.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Imogen came in. Yeah. Oh. Dear.
Now we're heating things up, aren't we? Here we go.
Imogen came in and I'm like, guys, Creed, how many times do we need to go down the same road? Flava, you must have been like, not again. This is not happening to me.
It was very, very, how do you say?
Surprised.
No, surprised about that.
Because you probably thought, I am the last destination. There is no way in hell.
I said, like, there's no way he's jumping ship again. Like, I really trust him. But
you know what? It was such a surreal experience.
Yeah, I think
why was it surreal for you?
So okay, so I'm Australian, right? Mm. Born and raised in Australia. I left Australia at 14 years old.
Yeah.
Boxed that part of my life. I lived in South Africa, the United States, now in London for a bit. So I kind of forgot about that Australian side of my life.
Mm.
And this was the first interaction I've had with an Australian in, 10 years almost.
Wow, yeah.
So it really unraveled and a lot of, childhood memories kind of bringing things to the surface. Like Imogen would sing Australian nursery rhymes with me. She would tell me about the Australian snacks and things. My head was gone.
He was confused.
Yeah.
I would use that word. Mm.
And Flavia, do you think that's a good enough excuse?
He was confused. Like, I can't judge him, you know? Like, probably if I am in his situation, I would have done the same.
Mm.
I think people have to remember that it goes a lot deeper than dating and relationships. Yeah. I mean, it's upbringing, you know? That's like a childhood memory that's like sits with you in here. So when Imogen's kind of talking to me about that, I'm like, oh my God, what is going on here?
Yeah, because when you walked back in, didn't you say that she is literally like the female version of me or something like that?
Oh, that hurt.
It hurt?
Ouch.
Yeah. Copped a bit of heat for that. I didn't think it was that bad, but when I got the response I did, I was like, we have different perspectives.
Do you know
here.
What? Like... Creed, I hear you. So obviously you said that, you know, right, it's when it comes to upbringing and whatever. But three people.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's the first one, fine.
Yeah,
but you did it again. You did it again. And then when all the girls were asking you to be like, all right, cool. Like, so who is it going to be? And you're like, I'm going to tell Imogen that it's not that. Imogen, I'm going to tell Flavia that it's not that. And you were going, and I was like, wow, it's like a ping pong ball. Like, this is not stopping. It was going back and forth and back and forth. Ping I was like, dude.
My head was spinning in.
He made a connection with the three of us.
Yeah. I think that is a very, very like...
The thing you have to remember, though, is like the connections were so different. I mean, the one Flavia and I have, like Flavia's from South America, right? Different connection there.
So you liked them all for different reasons.
I was getting pulled in every direction going, what's going on? Imogen was pretty relentless as well, which was like,
yeah, she was. So would you say at that point, were you just not ready to settle down at that point? Was that what it was? And you just wanted to have, you wanted to enjoy the experience because...
I honestly just didn't want to ignore feelings.
Mm.
We were always being preached there, like, you know, go for the meaningful connection. I didn't have enough time.
And quite a few were meaningful
to you. Yes, I didn't really know exactly what was going on. And then my head was gone at that point.
Yeah, it's even hard because he has never had a girlfriend before. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, so it's like, new for him. So you're quite used to just situationship there. So it's quite like, you're used to it, basically.
Oh, yeah. It was, I can't even put, like...
Into words,
what I was feeling.
It was hilarious to watch. I'll give you that. It was really, really funny.
I mean, if it makes good TV, you know, it's a pleasure.
Yeah. Obviously, you, Lana just said, look, you need to go at one point. She literally kicked you.
And he was surprised.
Were you surprised?
I mean, wow. I don't think you can really prepare yourself for the shock of Lana, but... You know what? I was pretty surprised, but there was a part of me that goes, this is the right decision. This has to be answered on the outside world.
Yeah.
Well, that was a huge surprise for me.
Well, you didn't expect
that. Seeing...
I didn't know I was in a love triangle until now, that I saw the episode.
And how did you... Oh, so you didn't know until...
Not until the end. So when no one told me.
So when you found out it was a love triangle, how did you feel?
When he was kicked out of the show.
Yeah. And how did you feel when you found out about the love triangle?
This is going to hurt.
I was a little bit disappointed at that point because I did have some kind of feelings for him. But now I feel like grateful that I still have a connection with Creed. And it's like not a romantic connection, but a friendship, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Creed, I want to ask because I just have to. Was it with these people, these connections, do you feel like they were romantic connections, Creed, or were they like lust connections? Because sometimes that can happen. It's very possible. Like, you know, when you find someone so attractive and you're like, oh my gosh. Sometimes, and especially, I guess, in a scenario like that where you can't kiss, you can't have sex, everything's like bubbling up.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there were some people who you were maybe like, all right, maybe this person. Looking back now, it was just lust.
I don't think so, honestly. Like,
so you feel like at the time you basically loved three people.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah. But obviously, like all the girls are so stunning.
Yeah.
So it was just hard to choose. Attraction's there, but at the end of the day, it goes down to like the personality. That's what really hooks you. And that was kind of. Yeah, the girls' personalities are all amazing as well.
Yeah.
They all come from different parts of the globe, different stories.
Yeah, you were just having a good time. You were just enjoying
your life.
You
know what? Someone had to shake it up.
Yeah, and you did.
Yeah.
And you did.
I think we have to remember that it's a TV show. People need to enjoy it.
Yeah, you were
and we did for that reason as well. So, like, did you guys ever rekindle? Did you ever speak after the show and, like, have a conversation?
Yeah, many times.
Oh, yeah.
FaceTime?
Yeah, we met each other. I met her family on
my
FaceTime.
Parents.
Wow.
Yeah, they invited him to Peru.
Wow.
Yeah, we're really like good friends.
Yeah, I can honestly say today, like, we're extremely close. Having her in London has been one of the most amazing things.
Wow.
Like, honestly, this woman is unbelievable. And I,
so sweet.
Like, you can really see what someone's about on the outside world. When you're in the retreat, you can only see what they're like in that retreat, you know?
It's a bubble.
But on the outside world, that's when you really see people's true colors, what they're about. And I can honestly say one of the most amazing women that I've ever come across.
And I can say, like, he has a really warm heart and he's so kind.
Wow. Like, really well, guys, who knows? You know, in the future, maybe you guys could rekindle in that way. It happens. You know, some people become friends and then they grow to like each other in that manner. It's very possible.
Creed got his chance. So, I like him more like in a friendship way.
Mm.
Right now, everything between us is so good.
Yeah, that, we're like brothers now. Like
and
sister, brother.
Oh,
yeah, sister, brother. But, sorry.
But, brother like, things between us are so good right now, I don't think... Throwing that romantic spanner in the works is even worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
So can we talk? How strict was Lana? Were you able to get away with anything, like anything at all?
She was a sneaky little cone.
Really?
She was everywhere.
She was everywhere. Oh, in the toilet, you're sitting there going, I don't know if I can squeeze one out right now. She's got eyes on me. I'm nervous.
What, you mean poo?
Yeah. I mean, we're all human, aren't we? But yeah, everything.
Everything.
She's got eyes everywhere.
In the showers, in the toilet.
She can even see through blankets.
Yeah.
Can she? Yeah. Yes. Stop there, it.
There's no vision. Hiding under a blanket.
Stop. So Lana can see through the sheets.
Exactly.
How she does it, I will never know. That's but hats secret. Off to
Maybe
you,
Maybe like
Lana.
UV lights or one of those things that can look
Maybe
through.
Maybe like the heat or something. I don't know.
If it's the heat, then she'd be seeing a lot because it gets hot under the covers.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's a brand new year. What are your plans? How are you feeling?
Kick us off, love you.
Oh, I'm feeling amazing. I just got an award from the People's Choice Awards.
Ooh, congratulations!
Yes, it's the best Latin influencer. So that's a huge thing for me. It's like a dream come true. Also, I'm launching music and acting.
Amazing.
And doing like content for my social media.
So you're taking the world of Hollywood and social media by storm.
Yes.
Wow.
She can do it all.
You can do it all.
For myself, so I run a business, a tech company called VersaWare. So growing and scaling, that's the goal. But also that self-development journey, that never stops going.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of had quite a big year of that. Getting kicked out of the retreat was a bit of a wake-up call. Yeah. So kind of focusing on, you know, strengthening relationships, kind of becoming a better person so that I can give the best part of me to the future romantic connection that I...
Yeah,
in love with,
and you're so. Young as well, so you know you're allowed to make mistakes, and you can grow from it.
Exactly. I mean, at the moment, the only way is up, you know. So to bigger and better things in 2023.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me on the show.
Appreciate it.
Coming up next week on Reality, Nick tells his side of the story after his split from Jawahir.
But that was like the tip. That started it. That was the snowball going down the hill at the very peak. But yeah, I knew at that point we had to have a talk. I don't want to say I closed down at that point, but I was like in a very uncomfortable position.
All that and more on Reality, out next Friday.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.